saga feel like in the nighttime. Watch what she do when the light shine. Drunk niggas tryna talk in a strip club. Shorty silhouette look like a dollar sign. Caught up. That's just how a nigga brought up. Blown ones for your loony ass niggas. Straight bells for your toony ass niggas. My niggas bigger than the bounce. Roll up in the bitch still smell like an ounce. Right quick, tight jeans on so she feel my shit. Tell me something good, baby. Tell me some good, shout it. Come and bring it to the hood, baby. Bring it back to the hood, shout it. This what saga feel like in the nighttime. Bust it up for shorty when the light shine. Still fucking with the same ass, nigga. I know you wanna break, I know you wanna break from Toronto. Oh, West side, oh, girl. Oh, that's my girl. Those in,
pretty girl at a mercy. She said she with a friend curse. Hypnotize me and she curse me. Them not like me cause they thirsty. And she know what is mine is hers, vice versa. And she know what is mine is hers, vice versa.
Yeah. You're my fire. Holding tighter. What's mine is hers, vice versa. I believe you're the only one for me. I believe. Hey, them way there. I ain't gonna stop on the M way there. Cut through the lane when the M way's clear. Would you do the same, babe? Please say yeah, yeah. On my grind, a lot of money on my mind. And I got a bag of girls on my line. But I told them other hoes, boom, bye bye. Cause my love for you is timeless, precious items, diamonds don't compare. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're my fire, holding tighter. What's mine is hers, vice versa. I believe you're the only one for me. I believe,
yeah. Check me. I believe. Big Sheffers ain't the only thing I got out my sleeve. Mama me, mama me, mama me. She said me to the back, tattle rabbit. Stop ramping with me, I believe. Come, hop on the saddle, buckle up, please. Underlay, undisputed truth is I'm what you need. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow my lead. Girl, do you believe that my love for you is timeless? You fine, yes, I might just apply pressure. You a diamond to shine, girl, you the brightest.
You're my fire, holding tighter. What's mine is hers, vice versa. I believe you're the only one for me. I believe.
Pretty girl at a mercy. She said she with a friend curse me. Hypnotize me and she curse me. Them not like me cause they thirsty. And she know what is mine is hers, vice versa. She ride, she suffer, she like me versa. She cruising on Mercedes. Wine one time for me, baby.
Okay. You're my fire, holding tighter. What's mine is hers, vice versa. I believe you're the only one for me. I believe. How many man are catting to take my place if I disrespected you? I guess we'll never know. Cause my love for you is timeless, precious items, diamonds don't compare.
Que la cosa chasing. Ever since we kissed, it's like my heart is taken. It's taken by you. Feelings been caught, just more than just some sex. We got closer since you left your ex. Even when you had a man, always had a little thing for a nigga. Fuck a one night stand, girl, this ain't no fling. Got ambition and plans with a nigga. A lot of motherfuckers done changed. Shawty always kept it a grin. Bitches ain't show me love, but you ain't doing the same. All the way you brighten up my day. Can't forget you when I pray. Heaven knows I've been through hell. You showed up when I was down. Got a sent you right on time just to save me now. I can't leave you alone, girl. Long girl, hey, hop in, let's get gone, girl. I blow a stack on you, I pop the things you want, yeah. Now I break the rules if love me, you was wrong, yeah. You niggas be doing the most. You bitches be doing the most. We love each other so they hate on the low. I show you places that they don't even know. Our life used to be messed up, now we're blessed up. We never hide anything, we're masked up. I got a bright future, I'm next up. You flawless when you undressed up. We be smoking it loud, yeah. Then I fuck you all night. Girl, I'm cheating aloud, yeah. Always treating you right. Yeah, you just give me your head in a ride. You're the realest one, you gon' ride. For the realest one, you gon' ride. All the way you brighten up my day. Can't forget you when I pray, yeah. Heaven knows I've been through hell. You showed up when I was down. Gotta send you right on time just to save me now. I can't leave you alone, girl. Long girl, hey. Let's get gone, girl. I blow a stack on you, I'll cop the things you want, yeah. Now I break the rules if love me, you was wrong, yeah. Can't leave you alone, can't forget you, girl.
What are you on? Are you on
four? Okay, four and three.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Does this... Or can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, because these... Wait, hold on.
Yes, I can hear you.
But we're next to her. How do we know?
I can hear
it. Hello. Okay, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. Can someone listen, text, and say if you can hear us?
I'm just going to assume. I'll ask Sarah.
Yeah, I think.
Shut up.
Yeah, I think, but I'm not quite sure. If anyone's listening and texting anyone in the booth, please let us know.
Well, he's not responding.
To ensure.
It's also been 0.2 seconds.
I would get mad at that.
Yeah. Did you see that tweet where it was like 7 p.m. my brain, don't say it, like after your boyfriend doesn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, all right, well, have a good night. I'm going to bed. Have fun with your friends. That's it. Okay, no response.
Okay, yes, we yes. can. They can hear. Okay. They can hear. All right, so we have some, this is WFO Medford, Egg Hour, once again. We had a little bit of a hiatus, but we're back, again.
Yes.
But we have some special guests, so special,
yes.
So special, you just jealous.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my name is Lucia,
mm-hmm.
and today I drew my Twitter crush and got a follow. So.
Mm-hmm. You really are becoming like... king of mutuals on Twitter.
Oh yes, you know, I got Twitter in June?
Yeah.
No, I got Twitter in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't use it because I got confused. Did the same with Tumblr. I never got into Tumblr, but yeah, I started last June and now I have so many mutuals because I spend all my time on the internet, and yeah, it's been a fun time.
Quite impressive. And who else? Do we have a little flan in here?
We have a little flan.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do today? I did my makeup and my hair to take one selfie.
Mm.
And after that,
that's good, Mats.
After that, I didn't really do much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did my makeup last night to take a selfie and put glitter all over
my face.
Oh
shit, yeah, you did. You really did. Oh, more.
Oh, shoot. Shoot.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Shiitake mushrooms. Yeah. Wild.
I feel like I'm on a podcast.
You are on a podcast.
I am on a podcast.
What's your least favorite podcast?
There's so many.
Yeah, name one.
So there are these YouTubers that like make a podcast, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried, and all they do is plug Audible and try to get promo deals.
Well, that's the playlist that you're on right now. So thanks for criticizing it.
Oh, fuck. I'm out. I stopped myself.
I feel like podcasts are having a moment, and like mm-hmm. as big as their moment gets, I'm refusing to listen. Like, I'm just never gonna listen to it. You know that video where she's like, where the woman's like, you know?
Yeah, I literally have no idea what that was.
You don't spend enough time on Twitter or
Nanya.
And
then her mom's like, shut up, and she's like, yes.
Wait, I'm gonna play that.
I was gonna say podcasts. I think their moment was 2017.
No, that's not true.
Really?
Podcasts like Serial, they have like a cult following.
What's Serial?
Are you serious?
No, what is that?
It's like, it's this podcast every week that follows like someone who's been incarcerated, and like the person doing the podcast is finding new evidence like in real time.
Oh.
So you're listening each week as there's new developments. So like that kind of makes more sense to me. Than just like a YouTuber sitting around and talking about their life.
Yeah. Interesting. I listened to a lot of podcasts in 2017. Maybe that's why.
You know what I listen to?
Yes. Oh, hey, guy. My.
Queen.
Yeah, that's what I listen to.
I'm just imagining if someone was flipping through the radio channels and they just came in at that exact moment.
Is Nate Quigley listening tonight?
Yes, Nathaniel Quigley of Fenno Street, Massachusetts. Are you
what
listening?
Nate, where
Nate,
are you?
Nate, I'm screaming out into the void for your love. Is he still dating that 50-year-old?
Oh, I feel like nobody gets this other than people you went to high school with, so
yeah,
it makes no sense.
It's cutting if you get it.
Oh, yeah, if you get it.
Exploding. If you know,
you know.
You know.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm wondering, you know what? I'm wondering what to do. What?
Can you speak English?
I'm wondering what to do with booze.
It's called out, bro. I feel like someone's listening. I don't feel safe.
No, trust no one. I'm really just being a butthead.
Well, like, Thanksgiving break is for being petty about high school.
Yeah.
Like, what else are we going to talk about?
Exactly. Do you think our friendships will ever surpass high school gossip?
I don't know.
My side kind of has.
Yeah, no, I think we've begun to.
You're still there.
Yeah.
What? No, we're all kind of still there.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it's just the inside joke.
Charlotte's the most intense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're also the youngest, so it makes sense. You graduated.
I'm
late.
A youngster.
Wait, do you remember that meme where it's like, this, like, there's like a home invasion or something, and like the daughter was texting the mom, and like they showed like a screenshot, and the mom says, I'm baby.
Nope.
How do you not know this?
You're on a different kind of internet than me, Charlotte. I don't know.
Yeah,
the next 10 minutes will just be Charlotte giggling.
Yeah. I mean, I probably know the meme.
Yeah, you definitely know the meme.
I just take in so much stuff every day from the internet my brain can't go through like a little filing cabinet.
This is it.
I wish.
Look at it's like a screenshot, like a screen cap from like a news. Just look at the picture. Okay, I'm baby.
Nice.
I don't know if I've seen this before.
Really?
Maybe I have, but I didn't read it because I was like, oh, that's too many words.
Yeah, I just spend so much time on the internet. Like, truly so much time. And you know what is, you know, like, my favorite aspect of me spending so much time on the internet is I'm in a class now that's about the internet. or like not about the internet, but it's about like the cultural the cultural life of computers. Mm-hmm. I wrote my mentoring paper on ASMR.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like amazing. Your true calling.
Yeah, no, it's like I want to do digital media studies. I don't think you could do anything with it, but that's what I want to do. Yeah.
That sounds like a really, what's the most interesting thing you've learned?
CTC certain fly testing. Sorry. Sarah just told me to say something.
We have a couple of shout outs to give. Yep. Our first shout out is to Swaggy13.
No, Swaggy, I don't know what it
was. Swaggy12.
You know, after everyone started calling him that, he changed his Twitter handle to Not Swags.
Not Swags. Not no swag. Swags. No swag.
Mm. Yeah, so hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to Sarugia. Shout out to Tyler.
Oh, hey, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
How's it going?
Yeah. No, seriously, shout out to
him. No, actually, shout out to you, Tyler.
Yeah.
Let me do my shout out real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we playing all Drake tonight?
Oh, my God.
You know, now that you say it.
Oh.
I had no one to shout out to anyway.
No, you shout out Angel.
Oh, yeah. True. Shout out to my Twitter crush. She's so beautiful.
Yeah. You know, there's actually a song that I wanted to play that I think it's new. Tell me your thoughts.
Oh, yes.
This is that new.
Wow.
Yeah, that's do you think it's gonna pop off?
I don't know. We'll see.
It might stay underground for a little while, but
yeah,
I've
been moving, don't start no trouble
with me. Oh my God, I'm flashbacking to bad parties.
Yeah. When did that song come out? What year?
Sophomore year? I don't know. What year is that? College. Right?
I don't know. So many things.
Okay, when do you guys think you peaked?
I have not.
I figured it out recently. Mm-hmm. Junior year of high school.
Oh, I did not peak.
I peaked. Like, in terms of my, like, going out and, like, being spontaneous, that was it.
My peak was summer 2016.
Like, oh my
everybody
God!
Honestly, what was summer 2016?
I was so tame that summer.
Yeah,
you and Charlotte were drunk.
No,
we never.
We never do that.
You don't drink until you're 21.
No.
Mm-mm. No. You know why was summer 20? I feel like there's so much like Twitter content about summer 2016 just being a peak time.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a lot of money for my work that summer, which was good. Mm-hmm. You know, we hang out with friends a lot, like all the time. It was a good time.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I stayed out past 9 p.m.
And it was really
fun.
Anytime I stay out past midnight, I am exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, truly, like, so sleepy.
Now that I'm located in Western Mass, for the most part, people really don't go out that late.
There's a lot of cows. You know?
Yeah, everybody's in bed by 2, except for my upstairs neighbors who
I've heard they have a very good taste in music.
Yeah, so they really like the Chainsmokers.
Oh, they're up and coming, right? Like sort of like a burgeoning talent.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard them put on Halsey, of course. I've heard them. Oh, they played one time at 4 o'clock in the morning. They sang along to "Sugar, We're Going Down." But they didn't sing, they screamed, you know, so they really got, like, the sound.
Yeah, as you must, as
passionate
as you
I
do.
I was like, thank you, Lord, for blessing these people with beautiful voices so I could wake up at 4 in the morning to this.
Mm-hmm.
On a Thursday night.
That's how it should be.
I was so happy.
Lucia is now crying.
Wait, well, what song do you think encapsulates your peak? Like, what song, you know, like, whether it's, like, that was your favorite song at your peak, or that you listen to it and you're like, I'm peaking right now by listening to this song.
Okay. Oh, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, I'll just,
you know, a good
one. Oh, uh-huh, yeah. That
good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
What about you, Flan?
I'm thinking.
Well, I'll queue up one of mine, in the spirit of the show, which is titled Egg Hour.
Yeah.
If you were an egg dish, what would you be?
Guretama.
I'm a fried egg, but like almost burnt. You know, like not burnt, but you know what I mean. When it has like crispy, little. Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's
yes,
me.
Yes. I'm scrambled eggs prepared in a cast iron skillet and
with mayo on top.
No.
Yeah. I would be an uncooked egg still in the shell but with like a little hole poking through, so sometimes it dribbles out.
Yeah, you would.
I like that.
Are we about to play some of our 2016 jams?
Yeah, all right. So this is summer 2016 / just like songs you feel like you're on top.
Mm-hmm. It's Legendary Beats.
I'm kind of scared, 'cause you're the kind of lady come on, come on, come on,
come on. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you. Can I talk to you? Mm-hmm. I really wanna know.
I wanna know you.
Come and talk to me. Oh. I really wanna meet you. Can I talk to you?
Ooh, yeah.
I really wanna know.
Oh, oh, oh. Same smile each day. I wanna know what it is that make me feel this way. I wish I could grab you, tell you what it means to me. To see you walking by a wave that really makes my day. Before I go to sleep and dream about you, I'm a single man. I hope that you are. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, baby.
Come and talk to me,
my baby.
I really wanna meet you. Can I talk to you?
Oh. Really, and you know, baby.
I really wanna meet you.
I wanna meet you.
Can I talk to you?
I really wanna know you, baby. Yeah.
Yes, sir. attractive, I'm sorry. I'm not more ladylike, I'm sorry. I don't shave my legs at night. I'm sorry, I'm not your baby mama. I'm sorry, you got karma coming to you. Collect your soul, get it right. Say you do, 'cause it's hard enough. You got to treat me like this. Lonely enough to let you treat me like this. Do you really love me? Or just wanna love me?
I got It's been a long day. Buddy, can you ease my mind? What she told me. Now I got her posted up in my domain. And I'm lighting up the fire with the propane. In the background, listening to cocaine. Friends came through, then we hit a soul train. Sub bass, kicking down a dough frame. 93, baby. Listening to old days. Hub City raised me. Noise niggas don't change. Do this on the daily. Don't it sound crazy? Flying out of town. Can you hear me now, baby? Be back in the wild. I've been going wild lately. Then it's going down like 1 o'clock in the morning. Cell phone ring, ring. So I pick up. Homeboy talking about a party we should hit up. First, you gotta clean me fit up. Peep to get up. Marijuana and the liquor make it hiccup. East Coast smoking the la la la. Niggas up north came here to vibe tonight. Niggas down south know they wanna get high tonight. But you double D making sure that I roll this blunt tight. Now, who got a light? Hey, do you got a light? Yo, who got a light? Man, I'm tryna light this blunt. Hey, who got a light? Yo, do you got a light? Hey, who got a light? Damn, I'm tryna light this blunt. OG, we smoke, never no street, bro. We smoke the number one kush in the pre-roll. THC on me, I be too gone. You ain't tryna hit my blunt, it's too strong. Just another West Coast nigga on the come up. Smoking on Kush, finna roll another blunt up. You can still catch your head up and get wet up. YG said, shut up, get your bread up. Back of the lift, baby packing the split. She keep talking that shit, but I'm not trying to hit. Headed out to the hills, got a bag full of thrills, other handful of bills. Yeah, we do this for real. All the homegirls making sure the hoes act right. All the homeboys rolling up Kush in the back. Come with me, baby, if you want that pipe. But we finna hotbox, you might catch a contact tonight. Baby, you should let me get inside your life. I can take you to the crib and massage you right. Let me see your breasts, I won't chastise you. I can get you wet, baby, let me baptize you. I'm a Westside Hub City rider, rhyming. Young nigga smoking on ganja, grinding. Getting to the money, no problem. Dollars, that's the only thing in my pockets. Now, who got a light? Hey, do you got a light? Yo, who got a light? Man, I'm trying to light this blunt. Hey, who got a light? Yo, do you got a light? Hey, who got a light? Damn, I'm tryna light this blunt. OG, we smoke, never no street, bro. We smoke the number one kush in the pre-roll. THC on me, I be too gone. You ain't tryna hit my blunt, it's too strong. It's too strong. THC on me, I be too gone. You ain't tryna hit my blunt, it's too strong.
Hey, hey, you got a lighter, dog? Oh my god, thank you so much. Wow, finally. The number one kush, 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 the number one.
guess we'll never know.
What is the? Are we on?
Yeah, but you can keep taking a picture.
Oh my god! No, I thought I just swore again. I
was gonna be really sad. No, I don't think you did. Beautiful. I hope the selfie works out nicely. Yeah. What is that sound? Is that your phone doing that? Do you hear the?
Yeah, I hear it, but no.
No, it's the headphones. I think. Lean back.
Oh,
it's the feed going back and forth.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna.
Oh, maybe it's mine.
Yeah, I don't think it's the phone.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, okay. Huh. No, what's there?
Okay, I'm just throwing my phone out the window.
Wow. The Matrix. The Matrix is broken. What is that sound?
It's not me.
It's not me. Maybe it is you.
You know what? Let's just,
Ooh, yeah, maybe everyone take off their headphones.
All right.
I'm sorry, listeners.
I feel like that's better.
Ooh, ASMR.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's better without the headphones.
Oh, you know what it is?
Oh.
Or are they too close together?
Yeah, they are.
Wait, I want to try ASMR.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I have a really good voice for it. Guys, on today's
that is not good. ASMR.
Well, I'm not doing it.
I do not know. I don't know how machines work.
It's gonna be okay. And on today's episode,
this is not pleasant.
No,
I would not fall asleep to this ASMR.
No, I'm sorry.
Or maybe how about you and I'm gonna turn that off. How about you and Lucia just share that?
Okay.
Okay. Which one?
That one.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that better? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, much better. Yeah, Mike 3 seems just a little off. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we've been in the off-air section of the radio. It's back. talking about, you know, communication, growing up, you know, your 20s, you know, difficult, complex times. But to throw it back to a simpler time, if you... you know, like, got married to, like, your first crush or, like, the person who you first said, like, this is who I'm going to, like, spend my life with. Like, what would, you know, like, what would your life look like right now?
Oh, my.
I don't even know who that was.
I'm trying to think.
And
do you mean, like, first real crush? Like, not, like, oh, my God, I'm...
No, like, I'm going to marry that. Like, you know, like, kindergarten.
I've thought that so many times.
I feel like I would probably be married to Jeremy Ostezano.
Oh.
Because he was the fastest runner in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And remember when that would, like, make you, like, the hottest, like, boy or girl in class?
I didn't have a crush on boys when I was younger. Mm. I'd have girl crushes.
Oh, I wonder why.
But then I had crushes on so many boys in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly can't even remember my first crush, but I know it was someone grimy.
You ever just, like, think back on who your crushes used to be?
And cry?
No, and you're like, oh, yep, like... compulsory heterosexuality. Like, that was not a real crush. Like, that was just gross.
Was,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, freshman year of high school, but I had so many crushes on upperclassmen boys, but now looking back, I'm just like, ew, they're all, like, fugly and gross. Like,
I had this phase where, like, I felt like I had to be attracted to the classic Cambridge white boy. Like, I felt like, you know, like, the plainer the better, like
Eurocentric ideals.
And I remember in high school, I really hope no one's listening to this. I doubt it. I hope not.
Well, and Mr. Weathersby usually listens.
Oh yeah, that's my boy. It's mm-hmm. But like my first crush entering high school was Gabe Bamforth. I know. And then, like, now I think back to, like, try to picture
Woof.
His face, and, like, no features come to mind.
I like
I'm
how
just,
like, saying your first and last.
I know. I really just, like, doxing them.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that was a rough time.
Mm.
Honestly, I crushed on so many people because I got to high school and I was like, wow, there people exist outside of my tiny little
outside
school.
Outside of the little middle school where everyone
so,
bullies
like,
me.
I had crushes on people who, like, so... I had crushes on somebody, like, like every week it was somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
So, even, like, yeah. I went through many crushes. I can't even remember, like, I can't remember the first, like, intense crush I had, though. Like, I don't know, did I have a crush? I'm trying to remember sophomore year of high school. I don't remember that. Oh, no, sophomore year of high school, I had to deal with a bunch of fakes.
I didn't
have time for crushes. I was going through it. I was finding new friends. Mm-hmm. All my friends dropped
then
me.
Then you found us.
For what reason? I don't know. Because I'm fucking... I'm working on me.
What I just want to know is... did anyone not have a rough as heck sophomore year? I feel like that's just sort of sophomore what sophomore year is
yeah.
for.
Because freshman year, you come in and you make a ton of new friends. You're like, oh, these are all my homies for life.
Mm-hmm.
And then sophomore year, you realize they're all fake.
Freshman year of high school, I thought I was going to be popular.
Like, not like that.
How did
like,
that shake out?
No, like, I was, like, well-known. I had my friends and stuff. But, yeah. Like, you know what I mean. Like, the clique. That's
oh, uh-huh.
Like, I thought I was totally in there. Mm-hmm. And then sophomore year, I was like, damn, I'm really slept on. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like,
I'm slept on.
Well, I mean, weren't you sort of part of the popular crowd?
Me?
At the beginning of first year?
I wasn't part of... What was
Oh, that? It must have been a train.
I wasn't, like, part of it, but, like, little... different people in it.
I thought I was part of the popular crowd.
You were.
Yeah.
I wasn't, but I thought I would be. Oh. And then I was like, nah, I guess not. And then, like, all of high school I spent being like, fuck.
I'm glad I wasn't a part of the pop- that I'm.
I spent the rest of the time being like, wow, like, what?
Otherwise, my life would have just been, haha, yeah.
Remember that age of like the really like the smile girls did in selfies where you looked like you were in pain?
Oh, where you were in pain? Yeah.
Which one? A lot of those
like
things, yeah.
like MySpace like
it looks like you're so sad. You have a lot of those.
But I did them like on purpose.
People did like that was the
same. No, not like that. I mean, I did them as a joke to make fun of everybody. Because freshman year of high school.
No, like seriously, people actually.
No, freshman year of high school, that I would do that so often. I'd be like, guys, let's do the painful smile. And I'd be like,
it's so like odd. As a joke. It's the weirdest time, yeah.
Well,
I guess. She's just so good at it, so it seems unreal.
So just like a little PSA. Walking is a really good exercise.
I like the image they have with that.
The image for this PSA, just imagine some anime schoolgirls running across a bridge that is surrounded by cherry blossom trees. They're walking and talking. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. And in urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes, but that's a lie, by a healthy adult. Okay. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's much safer than biking. And this is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That's my favorite song. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, walking from Tufts to Harvard Square takes a long time.
If you want to.
Well, I don't know if there's like a number you have to do.
It's just one.
Oh, okay. No,
I say that walk probably takes like an hour and a half, not 45 minutes. But
yeah. From where?
From Tufts to Harvard Square.
That's a good walk. Do you think?
No, it's really only like 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk?
Well, you kind of have a speedy walk.
Do I?
You have a little pep in your step, you know?
Really? Yeah. Even though I'm so short?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of walking. Just categorizations of, you know, identity, are you familiar with Goblin Demon? My theory? I have a theory that everyone's either a goblin or a demon. I'm a goblin. Lucia's a goblin.
I'm a demon.
No, you're a goblin. You're a demon.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Connor's a demon.
What does this mean?
It's just, like, you'll get it.
No, I don't.
Examples. Okay, so how I, like, begun to understand it is goblins were pushed out of the sky, and goblins had to crawl from the center of the earth.
Demons surely had to crawl from the center of the earth?
No, demons were pushed out of the sky.
Is this what you think about?
Yes, it is!
Wait, I want to be a demon.
I am
a demon.
No, you go see your goblin.
Why do you want to be a demon?
Not
a goblin. What is a demon? Like, what do you see in me that's...
There's just something, I guess, like...
Just a vibe.
Yeah, it's just a vibe. Thank you. Yeah, it's just a vibe.
But I get the vibe that I'm a demon.
No, you're a goblin, but, like, you're a goblin who really wants to be a demon. Like,
I'm a try hard.
Do you know, like, you know my housemates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Georgia, goblin. Michelle, goblin.
This
do you know?
Literally means nothing to me.
No, it makes so much sense. It makes so much sense.
Okay.
Jonah, goblin.
What about my mom?
Do you see that? Do you see Jonah, goblin? Do you see? Okay, so I feel like that's a good example.
What about my mom?
I feel like
she's a demon.
I feel like she's a goblin.
Really?
What about my no? What about my my dad?
I feel like he's a demon.
He's not named about my parents.
I feel like he's a demon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see what I'm doing?
Yeah. No. I wanted to be a family of goblins. Like, Alonzo's a goblin, though.
Yeah, Alonzo's such a goblin. Wait, okay, Lucy's friend. Picking up on it. Sophie's goblin. Sophie's a goblin who you think is a demon. Like, there are people, like, there, so, you know, since there's only two categories, it, like, sort of, like, merges and overlaps. So, like, Salmon is a goblin. Sam is, there's actually a subcategory of goblins, which is trolls and gnomes. And Sam is a troll.
Oh, wait, my dad is a gnome, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, he...